There's a lot to keep new parents awake at night. But it won't be the prices at Asda's baby and toddler event, starting from the 21st of April, including the MAM anti-colic bottle set down from £38 to £24.98, and the Newbie Rapid Cool bottle maker down from £40 to £24.88. Plus, for more exclusive offers, sign up to Asda Rewards Baby and Toddler Club. That's Asda price. Selected stores and lines subject to availability. Asda Reward requires app and registration. One membership per person. Full T's and C's. Asda.com/rewards/terms.
Entrepreneur Weekly interviews the brilliant leaders of today in order to provide a stepping stone of wisdom on the journey to personal business ownership. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Well, here we are once again at another event in Utah. I have a lot of friends in Utah. Sitting in front of me here at the Mountain America Expo Center in Sandy, Utah for the SheTech event is president of the Women's Council, Tech Council, that is, Sydney Tetro. What are we going to be doing here? This is amazing.
It is amazing. Actually, you know, this is a place where what we're really trying to do is inspire the next generation and the future leaders who are really going to solve the problems, and they're going to do it with technology. And one of the things I just firmly believe is that you need the talent of all of the brilliant people around us, all of this generation growing up, to solve our problems that are small in communities and big in the world. And so what we know in order to really solve those problems is you need both men and women. And what we know is there's not enough women going into STEM. And so the job here is, how do you introduce all of these girls to role models so they can see who they can become, so they become part of the innovation that we need from the next generation?
So I cheated a little bit. I was here last year. Anyway, for those that might have heard last year's show on this event, but I got to tell you, I'm just blown away, because when I was here the first time, I was blown away. This is a great event. But then I left and I thought, well, there's got to be other events like this. And so I kind of started looking, and I couldn't find anything. This is like a one of a kind. And there's going to be 3,000 high school girls here, grades 9 through 12.
Yep.
And then there's 1,000 professional mentors.
Yep.
Whose idea was this? This is brilliant.
So this is a brainchild we had almost a decade ago.
I love it.
And it really came from, I graduated with a computer science degree, and I spent my entire career in technology and building a career. And you see the challenges in the pipeline. And so you find yourself saying, well, how do I give back and help make the pathways easier for those coming behind us? And what we found when we surveyed the high school girls, 95% of them tell us they know no women in technology and they have no role models.
Wow. That's a big number,
and so
95%.
It's a huge number.
Wow.
And you think about who you become, it's so much about those around you. And so we said, okay, if they're telling us that, and we have this pipeline challenge, what's the type of thing that you do to change that? So we went to the community and we're like, hey, collectively, what do we do here? And we really felt like the role models were the key, because we teach students all of the time how to make websites, how to code, like all of that is part of curriculum, but they're still not pathwaying in. And so what we found is the unlock is truly about role models. And now the program's been running long enough that we see the fruition of that. I think the numbers that I just recently ran, where we're at about $32 million annually of earnings impact in Silicon Slopes in the state of Utah for the girls that are now graduating college with STEM degrees and entering the workforce. For us, that's how you make the real difference, is that it really is impacting what happens for the future.
So I was at an event in Scottsdale for the Young Presidents Organization just a week ago. And I was talking to a guy who, he's probably one of the most brilliant young guys I know. And when I call him young, it's because I'm getting old, but he's in his 50s. And he had worked for this corporation, this car industry corporation, for 33 years. And he says that he has been mentoring for all 33 years. And what was the best part about it was, he says, when I'm mentoring somebody, he goes, I find that I learn more from them, I think, than they do from me.
Yeah.
And, you know, I heard the old saying, you know, the teacher is the student. So people out there that are listening to this, mentoring is an amazing learning tool for you, not just the person you're mentoring. And they, listen, I would love to get all those people that he mentored, and they would all say, oh, it's because of this guy. And it's a two-way win.
That's right.
And I think that's why this for you guys is so well taken, because how do you get 1,000 experts?
That's right.
It's incredible, because they probably love what they're doing. They have a takeaway also.
Yep.
And then there's something, there's like a spiritual feel good about
that's
walking
right.
away, knowing that you didn't just, you know, you're not just kind of this greedy business person out there, you know, you're actually trying to make the world a better place. And I see that happening here.
I totally agree with you. You gain this huge amount of empathy when you work with people. And I think that's a huge part of the mentor side, is you get a different perspective. You get to share something, but you do get so much in return. When I watch the Tech Challenge and these mentors, there's one mentor with a group of like 9 girls, and they're solving a problem, and the girls have to pitch for prizes. Those mentors walk away with a life-changing experience because of that, what they get to do with those girls today. And if we could all do that just a little bit more, we would make the world a better place.
Yeah, no question. So give me about 30 seconds on what I should expect today on the show, because you've booked everybody for me. Thank
That's
you.
Right.
And we're going to have some great people on. Give us just a little window.
You know, we were just talking about all of the industry and community that it takes. And what you're going to do is have an opportunity to experience this amazing community that's around us, that leans in, that shows up. I think it's something really unique to Silicon Slopes in Utah, that we're all willing to come together to make an impact and make a difference for change. And you're going to get to meet all those people.
I love it. And I hope you guys that are listening love it too. We're at the SheTech event in Sandy, Utah. Website for SheTech.
Yep, SheTechExplorer.com or WomenTechCouncil.com. You
okay.
can find us in both.
I'm telling you, these should be going on in every city around America.
We totally agree.
Large city, yeah.
Let's make it happen.
All right, Sid Tetrow, thank you. And how can people find more about you?
Well, my website is my own site and at the Women Tech Council,
.com. You're all over the place. All right.
Exactly.
We'll take a little break and come back more here from the SheTech event in Utah. Stay with us.
Attention business owners. 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are 3 things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are 1, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. 2, the clutter factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. 3, the death of the salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. It's worked for 250,000 businesses worldwide. It'll work for you. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
All right, welcome back, Entrepreneur Weekly. Today here in Sandy, Utah at the Mountain America Expo Center for SheTech. And roughly here we have 3,000 high school girls and 1,000 professionals and mentors here to help them find their way in the world and moving forward in their lives. And our next guest is Rob Rukert. He is a partner at Sorensen Capital. Rob, so here you are at SheTech. What are you doing here?
Yeah, you know, Utah has a whole wide variety of talent that create new tech companies.
Somebody calls it Silicon Slopes.
They do call it Silicon Slopes.
Why? What is the story with that?
Well, everybody knows Silicon Valley.
Right, right.
Right. So this is our little spin on it. We have mountains, Silicon Slopes.
Okay. That's what I thought. I was like, well, maybe I don't make sure I get the story straight from somebody who lives here. Tell us about Sorensen Capital. What do you guys do?
Yeah, we invest in software companies. So, you know, venture capital is the opportunity to invest in a company, give them some money so they can grow
right.
and become a much bigger company. And we help them along the way. So we give them money and we also give them a lot of guidance and a lot of help.
So you're kind of, you know, when you say you get a little skin in the game.
We do.
And yeah. then you guide the company. I mean, this is typical of, you know, investing in a company, but you want to guide that company because now you've got skin in the game. It's kind of surprising to see you guys here talking to high school girls. You know, give us a little more on that.
Yeah, the whole organization that is put together here is really about diversity, about bringing a lot of talent into the entire environment. A lot of these students will create new companies.
Mm-hmm.
They'll start new ideas. They'll work for other companies. We're part of the ecosystem, right? We're trying to foster the entrepreneurship, get everybody excited about just building more and more. And then that's what they do, right? SheTech is about technology.
When did you hear about this event? I mean, have you been involved for a year or more, or a couple of years, or what's your story there?
Well, you know, the Women Tech Council is part of this, and they've been really the glue in Utah for being able to bring a lot of, especially women talent, and expose that talent and show everybody else all the wonderful people here that can be hired. I've been involved with that organization for a number of years.
Good.
I've hired a lot of people from the organization as they've been able to show me some of the fantastic talent that I wasn't aware of. It's a great organization.
It seems to me like with all the mess that's going on within the educational system and how our new president is really shaking things up, this is such a wonderful model for what education should look like for, you know, really all the United States, all the world. I mean, the involvement with this is mind-blowing from the community. It's mind-blowing.
Yeah, everybody chips in. You know, that's kind of the beauty of Utah is a lot of people, it's not that big of a community. If you look at the geographic footprint between Provo and Ogden, it's just not that big.
Yeah.
And so people know each other. It's a neighborhood.
Although the traffic seemed like it was pretty big yesterday.
The traffic is big. But it is a neighborhood, so everybody kind of wants to chip in and help help each other out because it's you know each other.
Yeah. So what are you here looking for then? Are you just here to help mentor? Are you involved? And what's your role here today?
Just here to help out. Right, it really is that simple. You know, when I grew up, I grew up in a neighborhood where it was a working class neighborhood. I just didn't know what I didn't know.
Yeah, right.
Right, and then when I was taken out of that neighborhood and I was exposed to other careers, exposed to other opportunities, then my world expanded, and then I could realize there's more things to navigate. And I think we're all like that when we're young, right? We only know what we know. What's in our neighborhood.
Yeah.
And this is a chance for the students to come here and see different opportunities.
3,000 high school age girls. How far do the schools reach out? I mean, is it just in the local valley here? I imagine you could get 3,000 pretty easily.
You know, I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, 3,000, who would opt out of something like this?
Well, you know what I mean? It's a great opportunity.
Yeah, it really is. Because if you think about, you know, even you and I remember back to my junior high and then going into high school. It was scary. And then as the years went on, I just felt like, what am I going to do with my life? What am I supposed to do? Am I learning anything that helps me with a career in high school? Not usually. I'm learning about American history, about English, about home economics. I'm you know, some of it's all important, of course, but this is where some real decisions can be made for young people.
You hit it right on the head. I mean, we were all in that stage. We're trying to figure out what we're going to do. Yeah. And high school doesn't always lend you up to knowing that.
Yeah.
Right? You get exposed to a bunch of different topics, and all of a sudden you graduate. Now what?
Yeah.
Right? Exactly. Even when you go to college, you're not sure. You know you have to pick a career. You just don't know what that is.
That's the old world. Yeah. This right here, this is the new
world. That's
right.
World. Expose people earlier.
That's right.
It's good.
All right, Rob Rueckert, thank you. Sorensen Capital.
Yes.
What's your website?
SorensenCap.com.
Too easy. All right, more from She Tech right here on Entrepreneur Weekly. Stay with us. Thanks, Rob. I would go downtown.
Discover unstoppable industry influencers who celebrate disruptive thinking and game-changing business strategies on Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
All right, once again, here we are at the She Tech event in Sandy, Utah, with the Women Tech Council. And so far, we've got one woman and two men. And well, what's interesting about our interviews here is we're going to be able to talk to a lot of the mentors that are at this event. 3,000 high school girls coming to see if they can find something they love in the tech industry. And but there's 1,000 professionals and mentors here, and you can hear they're still putting things together as it's early for us. Our next guest is Jeremy Andrus, and he is with Traeger Grills. Last time I interviewed you was at another event here in Utah. You live here, I take it.
I do.
Is this where Traeger is headquartered?
Downtown Salt Lake City.
Look at that. Beautiful. So I remember, because it was a funny interview we did, I had just gotten my Traeger Grills. So I have cattle, and I happen to be a big griller. And I was so blown away by my Traeger grill that I was maybe a little over the top. All right. I was.
You're making my day. When we should just end this interview right now.
When I kissed you, it was probably too far.
HR wasn't around. You're
yeah,
good.
Right. But so what are you doing here at the She Tech event?
You know what? Sid's good friend, and she asked if I'd show up and talk about you know, why I believe in this cause, how we build teams at Traeger. And, you know, last year was the first year that I'd come and mentored here. And it was such a great experience. I mean, like, I really, really enjoyed the day.
And what is your job at Traeger?
CEO.
You're the man.
I run the show.
You are here to talk to high school girls.
That's exactly right.
I love this, I got to tell you.
So I love it too. I have four daughters.
Oh, whoa.
And three of them have started businesses. My 16, 14, and 12-year-old. My 10-year-old's working on something.
That is awesome.
And I showed up here last year, and I kind of knew what this was about, but I sat with these high school students, and I will say these young women, it took me a minute to connect with them. Like, they didn't really know who Traeger Grills was.
Right, right.
They weren't that impressed with me at front. But then we got this conversation going, and I saw this, like, these light bulbs go off in this interest in entrepreneurship.
Yeah.
And I said, boy, I'm such a believer that entrepreneurship is a way to a great life in this great state of Utah, in this country.
At Entrepreneur Magazine, we think that too.
100%. You know what? It's been my 20-year journey.
Yeah.
And when you can catch, you know, a freshman, sophomore, junior young woman in high school, and they see the vision, they can change their career.
So, you know what's cool about this for what I'm seeing with you is if it was high school boys and girls, all the boys would have been probably barbecuing with their dads on the weekends, and they would go, dude, we got a Traeger grill, right?
Exactly, yeah.
And so then they would be influencing the girls, and the girls would say, oh, the guy I want to date, the guy I want to ask me out is a barbecuer. I'll do this to get attracted. There's none of this going on here.
Not
this is
all.
Like The Voice,
yes.
Where they're finding something they're interested in, and the guy that doesn't know anything about anything that is not going to ever be involved probably in their life moving ahead, doesn't influence it. They're influencing it from their own heart.
100%.
Which is brilliant.
Forget about the guys over there. And this is, you know, this is something that I've really come to appreciate in my career. I married a strong woman, and she is an entrepreneur in her own right on more of a sort of a community side.
Yeah.
And I watch women grow to be strong and to become entrepreneurs, whether it be in technology or anything else. And it is such a great way to self-confidence, to financial stability, to like really controlling their destiny.
Yeah.
And I think it's really cool when you can sit around a table with six or eight young women and start to see that you're sparking an interest, and they're seeing something that they never saw growing up. And maybe it wasn't part of their homes, or they didn't really acknowledge or notice it in the community, but they see it and they see a path. And this is the American dream.
I love that your daughters are little entrepreneurs, you know, budding entrepreneur. I was that way. You were probably that way.
Since I was 5 years old.
Yeah. I went and there was an orchard, a lemon orchard across the way that they were going to knock down to build buildings on. And they didn't pick the lemons the next year, right? So I said to my dad, I said, I want to go pick some lemons over in the big orchard over there. And he's like, well, they're just going to pull them all out. He goes, go ahead. So I went over there and I picked a bunch of boxes of lemons and I went door to door selling lemons.
I was
10 years old, right?
Amazing.
And then I started buying and selling bicycles and, you know, all these things. And that's how I became the voice for Entrepreneur Magazine.
That's amazing.
You know, it wasn't my education. It was my dad that, you know, said, go do it.
You know,
can do anything.
And if you can catch that vision early in life, it is so transformative.
Oh, man.
You know, I was sitting on a chairlift on Saturday with my boys.
Bragger.
and another guy, and I'm asking him what he does for a living, and he works for a business that manufactures the chairlift infrastructure. And we started this conversation on the way up. It's like, if you open your eyes to everything that we interact with, there are businesses that you could never have foreseen. And I think if a young entrepreneur starts to see the world through the lens of, I can solve a problem, I can build something, if I'm open to seeing problems and solutions, like suddenly it's not, do I need to go get a job for 10 or 12 bucks an hour? And that's fine as well. But if you have the passion to build and you're okay with risk, risk gets really hard when you're, you know, later in life. It's like you have a lifestyle to maintain, but you start picking lemons at 10.
Hold on. I want to have you for one more segment because the commercial is going to run us over. Jeremy Andrus is here. Traeger Grills. We'll be right back.
Hi, it's Alan Taylor from Entrepreneur Weekly. Child sexual exploitation is an unimaginable crime that continues to invade our communities and homes. The National Children's Alliance reports that almost 700,000 children are abused in the U.S. each year, with 65% of child abuse cases involving sexual exploitation. The Maloof Foundation exists to confront this crime by providing education, promoting healing, and ensuring justice for survivors. But making a difference can't be done alone. To create the greatest impact, they're going to need your help and mine. Do like I did and join the Maloof Foundation in their efforts to confront child sexual exploitation and learn how you can preserve a child's right to freedom, hope, justice, and dignity. I just want to repeat this one last time. The National Children's Alliance reports almost 700,000 children are abused in the U.S. each year. You can help. Let's do it together at MaloofFoundation.org. That's M-A-L-O-U-F Foundation.org.
Discover unstoppable industry influencers who celebrate disruptive thinking and game-changing business strategies on Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
All right, welcome back. I am here at the SheTech event in Utah with Jeremy Andrus. He is the CEO of Traeger Grills. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know what a Traeger grill is, you must not grill. And if you do grill and you don't know what a Traeger grill is, you need to start asking your buddies because it's a life changer. I mean, really, if for anybody that loves grilling, it's just like the art and science of making the perfect meal on a grill. And I happen to love the flavor of grilled food. So
please, don't stop. This
is
great.
Right?
I'm loving this.
Well, it's the truth. And the nice thing is, listen, my company, our slogan is brands you trust, people you love.
Yeah.
One of my friends says, no, it should be brands you love, people you trust. I go, no, you can say you love a brand. But the reality is you can't love a brand the way you love a person.
That's true.
So Absolutely. You trust a brand because of the people.
100%.
And the people give you their word, and maybe the company, a brand, has a president like you, that if something goes wrong with somebody's grill and they write you a letter, my guess is you've received a letter of a person that wasn't, they weren't getting satisfaction in some way, whether that where they bought it, you will make it good.
And I read every single one of those that come into
See,
my
how did I know that?
Social.
How did I know that?
You have to. It's like you care if someone
That's
doesn't
right.
have a great experience
That's right.
with
That's
you.
That's why brand. You love, you trust the brand, you love the people.
100%.
And this is why I come to this event, because of Sid Tetro. She's got me out here last year. I interviewed Governor Cox, and he's got a bunch of daughters also. And this is about young girls. But what's amazing about this, Jeremy, is that the guys, the young guys are like, what are you doing? You're getting into tech? What do you mean you're getting into tech? You know, it's what are you doing? Well, how'd you do that? Well, the SheTech event, this is what education should be. I keep saying that.
They deserve to be in tech. They have every right to be.
Yeah, but the guys are getting left out now.
And they're good at it. That's okay. It's time to flip the script a little.
Yeah, right. It's funny. Honestly, I told Sid, I said, you know what? I have low friends in high places, and our education system really needs help in America.
It does.
I think Utah, probably because of the, I have to think because of LDS, has a whole different flavor of what they do with their kids and their schools. And I don't know, but I have to imagine, because so many of my friends that are in LDS, their family is such a focus.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Dobson with Focus on the Family. I have a family. I focused on my family. The problem is in the world today is that the world is such a big, shiny place, and there's so many things going on, and there's so many flavors of the world, and music, and drugs, and excitement, and sports, and what happens is that we get strung out, and the family is no longer the important focus, and I think that's what's beautiful about what's going on here is they said, you know what? Who is getting left out here?
Yeah.
It's the girls. And
totally.
Especially in that high school age, so important. And I'm so glad to see you here.
Now, look, there is so much noise in the world right now.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was standing in a line last week watching these young women just scroll through social media, scroll at a ferocious pace.
Yeah.
And they were so obsessed with what they were scrolling through. If we can catch those young women early and and really create some passion and spark an interest and have them realize they can be passionate about building, they can be passionate about technology. If they find that obsession, it's going to take them a long ways in life. And I really do believe Utah does a lot of things really, really well. We are underserving women, young women in technology. And the good news is we have this incredible ecosystem. What we need to do is make sure that we are bringing them in at the same rate that we're bringing in young men.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and sadly, you see the suicide rate of young kids these days is through the roof.
Yeah.
And it is only that way because of the lack of, I think, parenting is going to be the first one. That's where they get kind of latchkey kids get left behind. They don't know what to do. But then a lack of opportunity. And so that's why this is so important, especially for the young girls. I actually have a lady that was working for me for a while. Her daughter committed suicide at a very, very, very young age.
It's devastating.
And it's life-changing, not only for her and her, you know, her other children, but all the kids around. And it was like, what happened there? You're a good mom. And so it doesn't just happen to bad parents, you know. It's the kid just felt like she didn't have a future and she would just rather not be alive. This, I think, is the, wow, I'm going to call this the silver bullet for that.
I totally agree.
This destroys children's not having vision or a future in front of them. Because without insight, the people perish. That's an old saying, right?
Yeah.
This gives them some insight to what could be.
Without a doubt. It gives them confidence, self-esteem. It gives them something to drive towards.
And the fact that you're here and 1,000 other professionals like you says,
this
kids,
matters.
We care about
totally.
You. This matters. Exactly.
You know what? I came to Utah 20 years ago. I left my college furniture in my studio apartment in San Francisco, and I drove east on the 80 to become an entrepreneur. And it's sort of interesting. I was very focused on building a business, and as I look back on my 20-year experience here, what I can definitively say is that the community of Utah gave me more opportunity and supported me more than I ever would have imagined a community can.
Yeah.
And to me, that's a very, very strong testament to what we can do for other people.
Yeah.
This community nurtured and embraced me.
Yeah.
And I came with a dream. We need to make sure that people don't get left out of that opportunity.
Yeah. Yeah.
If we can lift someone for a moment, give them a vision for who they can become, that will be self-perpetuating. That's what SheTech is all about.
Yeah. Beautiful. Website for Traeger Grills.
Traeger.com.
Spell it for us.
TRAEGER.com.
TRAEGER.
Democratizing great cooking. Even I've become a great outdoor chef.
That's awesome. All right, Jeremy, thank you very much.
It's great to see you.
We'll take a break and be right back from the SheTech event.
Need a mentor? One-on-one online sessions with Entrepreneur Magazine's experts can help you start a business, grow your business, build your brand, fundraise, and more. Book your one-on-one session with experienced business owners and media experts. Jason Pfeiffer, editor-in-chief of Entrepreneur Magazine, can help you perfect your business pitch to media. Businesswoman Kathleen Griffith, founder of Grace & Company, can help improve your growth and marketing strategies. Need guidance on improving your leadership skills? Elizabeth Gore, president of Alice, can help you become a strong, value-driven leader. So what are you waiting for? Book your one-on-one session with Entrepreneur's lineup of experts today. Visit entrepreneur.com/mentors. Again, that's entrepreneur.com/mentors.
Welcome back to, of course, Utah today at the SheTech event at the Mountain American Expo Center in Sandy, Utah, put on by the Women Tech Council. Joining us right now is Tony Starks to talk about Utah Aerospace and Defense. Oh, it's Aaron, his brother.
Tony forgot about me years ago. As you know, I didn't make the cut for any of the movies. So.
Right. You know what? You must catch a lot of gaff on that.
I do.
You're, I mean, Aerospace and Defense, and with the last name Stark?
I know.
Well, Starks with an S.
I know.
Gosh. Well, so how cool is it that you guys are here?
again, for if you're just joining us and you're driving along in your car, we're at this event. There's 3,000 high school age girls, 9 through 12, and Utah Aerospace and Defense is here to say, come work for us in the future. Yeah, give us a little on this.
I tell you what, I think this is the greatest thing happening with workforce development in the state of Utah.
I think in the United States.
Yeah.
Because, and why is there not more of this going on, right?
It's incredible.
It is.
What the organization has created is an opportunity for young talent to get together and be exposed to mentors and industry partners at a young age. And the data is starting to suggest that by the time we reach them in college, it's too late. And especially on STEM-related degrees, you've got to start earlier. Self-efficacy and STEM go hand in hand. The belief that you can succeed, that's something we want to instill in children from a younger age, because the reality is science, technology, engineering, and math isn't easy. But in the 21st century economy, it's absolutely necessary. And so we've got to be able to help these young women discover their gifts and talents. And I Women's Tech Council, this event is incredible, and we're proud to support this.
You know what? That makes me, as an American, feel good. Because you could say, well, if every Susie Homemaker business was here, it would be appropriate. They're young girls. They need to learn how to do things in the kitchen. You know, it's kind of the old way of thinking.
Yeah.
But that is the old way of thinking. Because we're in a merit-based world these days because of our new president. That's what he's been talking about. And as you hear, they've released the Kraken. The girls are all, it's going to get louder and louder now. We were in a quiet environment for a few minutes. But to have Utah Aerospace and Defense here shows that this is a cradle-to-grave world that we live in. You really have to start young. Yeah. Because there's so many other sparkly, shiny things trying for their attention, and to pull them away from incredible careers.
Yeah.
Here, this is really the answer to that horrible problem.
You know, and
I love that you guys are here.
Well, you know, aerospace and defense accounts for 20% of the state's economy. It's one of the largest.
It's a big chunk right there in this state.
It is. 500,000 jobs.
And, wow.
You know, the innovation taking place here is incredible. Here's what's really interesting. We talk about, men versus women, gifts and talents. 10% of the United States helicopter pilots are produced out of Southern Utah.
Wow.
SUU's aviation program. I was with their flight instructor. We were flying, and as we went up in the air, he said, you know, women make much better pilots than men. And I said, oh, why is that? He said, because they're less aggressive and they're more calculated.
Mm.
Men will try to overcompensate during times of turbulence. They'll try to take control of the aircraft. Women lean into the technology better than men. And they have a greater feel for it. That was an interesting little lesson I learned. But, you know, I'm a proud father. I have a beautiful daughter. And two or three times a week, we get on the NASA app and we explore space. We look at the planets.
How old is she? I got to know.
She's 8.
Okay.
And so
That's awesome.
And I love it. And I think the future is very, very bright for her. And I'm inspired that, you know, we have the Women's Tech Council here in Utah. I'm grateful for the work they're doing. This is something I want to plug my daughter into as soon as I can.
Yeah, yeah. I'm, again, so incredibly surprised that they don't have these going on all over the country.
Oh, absolutely.
Because our young girls in this world are so vulnerable.
Yeah.
And this is what they need to be empowered with. Knowledge and understanding and depth of field instead of just being looked at like they're just shallow, you know, and that's all they're ever going to be. And unfortunately, that's the old world way of looking at things, you know, be seen, not heard, you know, and I hear this all too often with young girls. I have a daughter. She's now a mother of three.
Congratulations.
But she made more money being an entrepreneur as a photographer than her husband did in the trades. And I was like, this is cool. My daughter makes more than her husband. And then, of course, she got pregnant and started having babies, and that had to go. But now she just started her second business, which is called Our Daily Bread. She makes sourdough bread, and all the health food stores are doubling down, and now she's got a commercial kitchen, and it just grew.
Oh, congratulations.
Because
I'm aware of the name of that company, so she's doing good.
She's doing
congratulations,
really well.
That's great.
It's really cute to watch, and I said to her, you know, she's got a 1.5, a 4, and I'm going to be 7. And I said, so what are you going to do? Are your kids going to work in your company? Is your husband going to work for you? And she's like, maybe someday. And he's a HVAC, air conditioning, heating guy. And I just think it's brilliant and it's wonderful. It doesn't matter who initiates the family income. It's Being an entrepreneur is a gift.
Yeah.
And in America, it should be available and accessible to everybody, and especially these young girls. And to me, that's why I come all the way to Utah to come and talk to folks like you and find out why. Why aren't we having more of this? Can we together get the message out to the world so that we can have more of these?
You know, it's entrepreneurship is the backbone of Utah's economy. There's 330,000 small businesses in the state. We're a small to mid-market state. Not many Fortune 500s are headquartered here, if any.
Yeah.
So we rely on, you know, younger, next generational talent.
That's great.
And we need to instill with them the confidence and the ambition to go out and create our daily breads of the world.
There you go.
Right?
There
so, absolutely.
How do people get a hold of Utah Aerospace and Defense? With a website or?
Yeah, 47G.org. You know, that's the name of the organization.
Okay.
We're responsible for developing this this great industry. We're putting air taxis in the air by the Olympics.
That's awesome.
And, you know, working with the Department of Defense on minerals. And look, Aerospace and Defense is Utah's deep tech industry. 4 billion lines of code in an F-35.
Oh,
and so, you know, I look at all this talent, you know, 3,000, 3,500, I've heard a couple of numbers, it's probably growing, but 3,500 young women here, and this is the next generation of Utah's workforce. If we had 500 engineers in the state, one aerospace and defense company could hire all of them right away.
Wow.
And you'd still have over 600 other companies in need. So the work happening here is important for us. We're proud to partner with Women's Tech Council, and thank you for having me on today.
Once again, website 47g.com?
.org.
.org.
Yep.
Very good. All right, Aaron Starks, thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
It used to seem to me that my life went on too fast.
Are you ready?
Listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
All right, here we are again, Entrepreneur Weekly, at the SheTech event in Sandy, Utah. 3,000 high school girls and 1,000 professionals and mentors. Our next guest, Jennifer Smith from Zions Bancorp, has 8 mentors in her team here to help because banks... Well, that's all technology, isn't it? Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, it's great to be here with you, Alan.
Thank you, thank you. So, and I guess I said it, banks are just, they're all technology at this point, aren't they?
We're all technology. In fact, banking is one of the industries that has the largest technology investment of any industry out there. Yeah.
So how long have you been involved with this Women Tech Council and the SheTech event?
A decade.
So you guys have been here from the beginning.
We've been here from the beginning.
That's
and
great.
Supporting Women Tech Council since the beginning of their work.
So how do you pick mentors? I mean, and what is your role in all this?
Okay. So I'm the Chief Information Officer at Zions Bank Corporation, and I'm heavily engaged here. What we do is we reach out to all of our technologists and ask, do you want to participate in developing talent here? And so many raise their hands to join.
Right? You know, it's a funny thing, and I was telling one of the other interviews that the mentoring process, and more people, and I probably will beat this drum till I'm dead, that when you're a mentor, the teacher becomes the student because you learn also. Mm-hmm. Something happens, you get enriched by it, which makes you a better teacher, mm-hmm. and it makes you a better student every inch of the way mm-hmm. because you're opening up your heart. Mm-hmm. You said, you ask, they raise their hands, there's a willing... Mm-hmm. teacher, you might say, and that's mm-hmm. from the heart, which is so important. And we are, mm-hmm. yeah, we're talking about technology, but the technology without the heart, without the person, is robotic. And, if you know.
And you just connected on what's so important of bringing more girls into technology is that connection with purpose and with heart.
There you go, with purpose and heart. The connective tissues are what make the world go around. And well, you look at banking and you think to yourself, wow, you know, banking. You know, it's intense. It's money. It's, you know, technology, and it's maybe scary to people. I mean, there was a time I know I had a lot of friends that wanted to get into banking from being a teller, you know, at the bank.
But there's probably a whole lot more that people don't see behind the back of the doors that nobody ever goes into.
Exactly.
The technology vault, you might
the
say.
The technology vault, where all the money's stored these days.
That's the value,
bits
anyway.
Bits and bytes are within our computer systems. Yeah.
So.
Oh, well, I was going to say, technology in banking has been around since the 1960s. We were one of the earliest innovators across industries. And today, we're at the forefront of all of the technology innovations that are happening. And most people don't think about that. They're thinking about the branch on their corner, mm-hmm. which is what we want them to think about, mm-hmm. of course.
Is there such a thing as George Bailey anymore with It's a Wonderful Life? Mm-hmm. Or, you know, I mean, because you look at the world and it's become so plastic. I don't know. It's hard to talk to somebody at a local branch and things like that. But I still go into my bank and I want to meet the branch manager, and I want to be able to say, hey, Jennifer, what's going on? And you're like, oh, hey, Alan, you know. I want that connection, that human connection. Is banking, is there a place for that still?
It's all about what we do in our organization, because the myth that the branch has died truly is a myth.
Good.
The idea that it has died. The relationship.
At least for Zions Bank Corp.
At least for right? Zions Bank Corporation and regional banks and community banks. Yeah. Connecting with their communities and helping our communities thrive economically. That's why a lot of us get up in the morning and come into the office and do that work, is because it's about the relationships.
Well, I'm so glad to meet you and hear that you have 8 mentors here helping these young high school girls. This big world that has become bigger and keeps getting bigger is scary to young people. It's scary to old guys like me,
mm-hmm.
but I'm sure it's scary to young people. And so, thank you. Thank you. This is what education should be, I believe, and I keep saying that.
It's an honor to be here. It's an honor to have some hand in creating the tech talent in the future.
And is there kind of last question, but when you are talking to your 8 mentors, are they all women or men and women both?
It's a mixture, mostly women.
Okay. Do you mentor them in advance, or is there somebody that...
We get a lot of support from the Women Tech Council.
Okay.
And then I do a lot of mentoring myself and have for over 2 decades.
Oh,
and
good for you.
So I have a mentoring commitment later this afternoon with one of our high performers. So it's
great.
Part of who we are.
Excellent. Jennifer Smith, thank you. Zions Bank Corp. All right.
My pleasure.
Yes, got another show. There's a couple of shows that we're taping from this event. So probably another one coming up soon. Listen for it. We'll see you then.
This program is copyrighted by Entrepreneur Media Incorporated.